Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, friends and rivals. My name is Jared, and with me is my illustrious friend, Ian.
That is me.
We will be your hosts for the episode. We are honored that you have joined us at our table. Here at the Game Table Podcast, we take a look at various board, card, and other tabletop games. We gain an overview, provide our somewhat finely crafted thoughts, all in an attempt to give you an idea of how well it would fit for you and your table. Today, we will be looking at Sheriff of Nottingham, published by Arcane Wonders, or Come On Games if you're looking at the second edition, designed by Sergio Haliban and Andre Zatz, and the artists for this game, John Gaitan, Lorraine Schaletter, and David Sladek.
Sheriff of Nottingham is a 3-5 player game where players look to sneak precious goods into Nottingham. But first they must slink their contraband past the sheriff. Who's bringing the apples for Grandma's delicious homemade pie? And who's trying to stir up a rebellion by sneaking in the crossbows and black pepper? Find out as we review Sheriff of Nottingham.
Nice.
Well, Jared, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever, since this game is, have you ever stolen anything or smuggled anything or put stuff in a bag and snuck it past the sheriff?
I have not directly snuck anything past a sheriff before, but I have to admit that I have stolen before in my life.
Mm. Guilty.
When I was a child, my dad would leave his money clip on top of the TV in the kitchen. And so I would pull a one out and then I would go back a couple days later and I would do it again. One day I got so bold as to take a five.
Yeesh.
And this continued over the course of a variety of months.
Okay.
I would slow down every once in a while to kind of keep it chill. And then I would try again just to see. No one ever said anything. Before I knew it, I had $80. And for a kid in the 90s, like that,
oh my God.
I was rolling in it.
That is so much money for somebody that is so young.
I made a fatal error though.
Oh no.
I told my mom, I was like, hey mom, can we go to the toy store? I want to buy something. And I guess she just figured I had birthday money or something.
Yeah.
So we're driving the car and I'm holding $80. And I just can't.
A wad of cash. An absolute wad.
And I just can't contain myself. And I say, hey mom, guess how much money I have.
Oh my God, you idiot. You ratted yourself out.
I did.
You ratted yourself.
It was so bad.
You ratted yourself so bad.
I will say my sweet mother in the middle of a four-way stop as she was going, slammed on the brakes and said, you what?
No, you don't, you liar.
I don't think I've ever seen my mother that upset in my entire life.
That's wild.
Yeah. So that was my best tale of stealing something.
I'm trying to think. And I'm not trying to be better than anybody because I'm not. I do a lot of other worse things, I guess, but I don't think I've.
It's okay that you haven't stolen. Like, that's a good thing.
But I feel like you have to taste the waters a little bit, but I haven't done it. I've been too scared. Maybe that's what it is.
I feel like this one's pretty common. Have you ever smuggled snacks into a movie theater?
Oh, I've definitely done that.
See, you've done some smuggling in your day.
I guess I was thinking steal. Yeah, no, I've definitely smuggled.
I mean, the game is more about smuggling than it is stealing.
True.
So your thing is more on track. I have never smuggled candy into a movie theater.
No?
I don't know. There was something about it that I was like, this isn't for me.
Oh no, I do it all the time.
No, there you go.
No, dude, at the movie theater is a bad one because I'm not spending $6 for a water. So I'll buy a $1 water from the Dollar General down the road. And literally you put it in your back pocket and you just wear a long shirt. That's what I wear. I'm comfort. So yep. I just wear long shirts So I just throw the back of my shirt over and nobody ever knows.
So is it typically only water, or do you snip in candies and things like that?
No,
too?
I'll do candy.
Okay.
Yeah. So
anything in the pockets.
Yeah. You know, they have like the $1 box at your grocery store. So if it kind of looks like a wallet, if I don't have water, I'll put that in the back pocket, and that kind of looks like a wallet. But yeah, my wife does, and I guess I'm ratting her out. But yes, if I have a bag, an extra bag of candy that I cannot hold in one of my pockets, I definitely throw it in with her purse. So,
all right, well, there you go. So in Sheriff of Nottingham, you and the rest of the players are competing to have the most money at the end of the game. The person playing the sheriff takes turns. So like you might be the sheriff on turn one. I could be the sheriff on turn two. Then someone else will be blah, 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 blah. So we take turns being the sheriff. Once everyone's been the sheriff two times, then the game is over. When you're going through the turn, you have a hand of seven cards. These might have legal goods. They might have illegal goods. And you are going to put a number of goods into a little felt bag. And once you snap that bag, the snap is very important in this game.
It is the most important.
It's everything.
The snap is it literally says.
It commits you, and it commits the sheriff if they unsnap it.
Mm-hmm.
So you turn in your bag to the sheriff. The sheriff asks, what's in your bag? You are allowed to give two pieces of information, one of which has to be true. You have to tell honestly the number of cards in the bag, and then you must also announce a legal good. So I could say, Sheriff, I've got four chickens.
Mm-hmm.
It could be chickens, it could be contraband, it could be apples, it could be a wide variety of things. But I have to tell them it's four cards. And then through a variety of social deduction, bribery, threats, etc. The sheriff has to decide if I'm telling the truth or not. If they give me the bag back, I'm allowed to pass through and be on my merry way. If he opens my bag, we have to deal with the consequences. If I'm telling the truth, the sheriff has to pay a fee. If I'm lying, though, I have to pay the fee to the sheriff and lose some of my cards. Like I said, there's a ton of bribing. Anything goes. I have seen actual money exchanged in this game,
really?
Which I might tell about later. The negotiations can get quite intense.
Yo.
But once all bags have been either inspected or handed back, that's the end of the round, and we move on. Again, the game ends after two rounds, and whoever has the most money wins.
And so you all add up the cards. Each type of good has a specific amount of money that is worth at the end of the game, and the contraband has a higher value for the risk and reward of that. And then each of the legal goods also have their own costs that you will receive in money at the end of the game. There's also bonuses that you will get for the legal goods. So whoever has the most chickens will get a bonus of 15 to 20 on most of the goods. And so there's apples, chickens, cheese, and bread.
That's right.
And each of those has their own end game scoring for the person who has the most, but also the player who has the second most. And so you'll get points based off of those. Whoever has the most money at the end of the game wins, and whoever is the best at honestly reading other people and seeing and reading people's intentions will be declared the true Sheriff of Nottingham.
So this game is published by Arcane Wonders. That's the edition of the game that we're reviewing today. It was published back in 2014. Arcane Wonders has quite the catalog. It's quite an interesting mix, but they have popular titles such as Onitama, Mage Wars, Aquatica, and Foundations of Rome is their new hit. They had the license for this game for a long time, and now that license has been picked up by Come On Games, or Cool Mini or Not. Cool Mini or Not publishes games such as Blood Rage, Zombicide, Arcadia Quest, things of that nature. The differences in the two editions, with the Arcane Wonders version, one, I don't know how easily it is to find nowadays. Game's coming up on a decade old at this point. But the expansion for the game is a separate purchase that you have to find, whereas with the Come On version, everything comes in the box together, which means that you can also go ahead and have a 3-6 player experience in the second edition. The art is also very different. My preference is for the art in the first edition with Arcane Wonders than what Command did with the second edition.
Yeah. No, I don't hate the new one. I'm just briefly looking at it. It looks a little bit more like cartoon. I mean, it's already cartoony, but it's just different. Not my vibe, but the designer there's two designers, Sergio Haliban and Andre Zatz. Looking through what these designers have done, they've worked together actually a lot. They haven't done a whole other like large projects that have boomed. This was one of them that I think a lot of people do like. There are some other projects though that they have done, and that this game kind of comes from. And so one of the games that Sheriff of Nottingham is re-implemented by, and this is like the later version of that, there was a game in 1950 called Contraband. And honestly, again, 1950. So that's a while ago. It's the same thing. You were trying to sneak goods through very 1950s art. It's very funny. Just a nice little fun family game. But anyway, it was re-implemented again in English. It's close to the border, in Hart an der Grenze, which is German, close to the border. 2005. Again, Haliban was part of the design, and so, but it was the same thing. It was the same process, like you sneaking stuff across a border. Slightly different theme. It was about an actual border instead of like a Nottingham, but you're just sneaking stuff across the border, putting goods into certain things. And that one actually had little tin suitcases, which was actually pretty funny. You like would slide the cards into the tin suitcase, and you would snap the little suitcase and try and sneak the suitcase across the border. I thought that was pretty funny.
Cute.
Yeah. I did hear about that game a long time ago before this one was released. And I was like, dang, that sounds like a fun little game. And I'm glad like that game was impossible to find. I think it was out of print for a long time. And so I'm glad that I was able to play this one. With that, there was a very similar design called Robin Hood by him also, but that was produced in many other languages and not in English. Again, another just re-theme of the same game. And so eventually in 2014, Arcane Wonders picked it up. Boom. With that though, speaking of the theme of Robin Hood, what is your first Robin Hood experience? Do you know?
Oh gosh. weirdly enough, I think it's the one with Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
So Robin Hood was, I had the Disney version of Robin Hood, which released in 1973.
Yes.
One of their great movies, man. I had that on VHS tape and I watched so much of that. It's ridiculous. I constantly watched it. Maybe it's because I didn't have many other choices, but I watched Robin Hood way too much and it's very good. I still love it. Maybe it's nostalgia, but it is. It's a great kids movie. It really is. It's just phenomenal.
As a kid, were you drawn in by what he stood for or like his whole, the concept as a character? Like what drew you in?
The fox and like, the characters. Yeah. Like Little John is the big bear. And it was just fascinating. The characters were really good. The humor. I even laughed as an adult of some of the jokes. I thought it was hilarious. Yeah. Just everything. The snake is incredible. Slither or whatever his name is. He is so funny, man, that they just did an excellent job. I think it has humor in it, like kids humor, but it does have a story. It's got a little bit of a romance between the two main characters. It's just because everything is, as a kid, is kind of drawing to for a nice little kids movie. I think it had it all in there.
Nice. All right, man. Sheriff of Nottingham, what do you like about this game?
Oh, man. This game is just pure entertainment at the highest level. It provides such a unique experience at the table that there's just not many games that replicate. There's just not. As far as when you are trying to, you fill your bag up and you look at what's in your hand and you're okay, well, I got like four apples, but I got this crossbow and I want the dang crossbow. because it's like 8 points or whatever. And so you put that in the bag and you look the sheriff in the eye and you say, I have 5 apples. And you have to stand your ground. You have to say, I have 5 apples.
I believed you when you looked across the table and told me that.
That's right. Meanwhile, the sheriff has to figure out, are you lying? Why did he say it like that? Why did he look over across the table? Why did he look away from me when he announced what was in his bag?
Why is there a silver 5 on top of his bag?
But that process, and I'm not the best like liar. So what I end up doing is just making a fool of myself on purpose to basically throw people off. So basically there's no consistency in how I stuff my bag.
Got to play to your strengths. Some people lie. You act like a fool. Like it's fine.
Exactly. The negotiation and that back and forth usually that happens between players. And I always, and this is how I play this game, I'm the instigator. I'm like, are you sure you don't want to open their bag? Are you sure? I will pay you. And the whole thing about this game, the bribing is just incredible. You can spend your money. The game literally gives you a free world to use your money as you wish. And so what I choose to do is basically offer my money to open other people's bags. And yeah. It has nothing to do. It literally doesn't even apply to me. I just want somebody to open a bag. That's all I care about. I just want bags to be opened.
You're here for the drama.
I'm the problem. It's me. I'm the drama. The comedic parts that people end up that get brought out of people, they kind of bring this character about them when they play this game. If you're playing with the right group, I like it. I always welcome it. I welcome people to, you know, either talk in an accent or just create a character for yourself. I think I always love doing that. I think it's awesome. Again, there's so many different types of people, but a lot of people look at people's facial expressions and thing on if they're lying or not. And sometimes you can read them and you kind of get used to it. But in this game, it's not a super long game. And if you've not played with somebody before, you're not going to immediately pick up on that. And so it's like you're trying to figure it out as you go. And that's the fun part. You're like trying to just quickly learn how do people lying and how do people trying to sneak past you or whatever. And so that's always a fun kind of learning the table as you go. It's just it's overall fun experience. It's also pretty easy to learn. It's not hard. It's not a hard game. You're just stuffing a bag full of cards and declaring what's in it or not. It's not super complex, but it adds just a fun time at the table that's hard to replicate in other games. There's not many, like I said, that do anything like that. There's plenty of bluffing games and stuff like that, but it's not when you're like literally looking somebody in the eye and saying, I have 3 chickens in my bag and that's it. And they have to determine if you're lying or not. And then the whole bribing thing, like that's just not, again, not really replicated in any other game that I've seen.
Yeah, I can piggyback on a couple of those things. So first, the ease of access is great for this game. Anybody can play this game, literally anybody. And I'm going to add to that because I know someone out there is listening and thinking, yeah, but I can't lie. And I'm going to touch on that. So one, the rules are super simple. Mm-hmm. In fact, they're kind of loose to the point that I wonder sometimes if this is a game or if it's an activity, which is, you know, it's a debate.
The rules are open with the whole bribing.
They're very flexible, but it's totally easy for me to just deal out 7 cards and say, okay, this is what you get to do. This is how it works. Let's play. Yeah. And you can do it however you want to. The bribing leaves it wide open to allow each player to be as creative or, you know, as straightforward as they want to be. And the game is also designed in such a way where your bonuses at the end of the game allow you the opportunity that you can tell the truth the entire game and win.
I've seen that a lot.
Yeah.
I've known somebody my wife played the entire game without lying and won. And I knew somebody else that did the same thing. You can 100% win this game and never lie.
Ever. And ever. Just cruise through.
Because people are busting open your bag. You don't lie the entire time. They're like, they have to be lying. They have to be. Well, that's a whole, like, you're It's that back and forth. There's no way he's not sneaking something in this time,
there's
right?
There's no way he does. There's no way he has six apples.
There's no way.
There's no way. I think you said this earlier. This game brings an experience. I have never been upset about losing this game. Ever. And it's not because it's casual. I get pretty competitive about most things that I'm doing.
Yeah.
With this, each interaction is the game.
Right.
The overall total is a thing, but I have more fun with each interaction and the haggling and the negotiating. And I think it's really cool the way this game sets that up. And so for me, I think it's my favorite party game. I still wonder if it's an activity or if it's a game. It's technically a game, but yeah. It treats itself more like an activity.
I think it is more of an activity. If you sit down at the table and play this game and you're like, I'm going to play it the best way possible, be super analytical, not have any fun with it, not be chill about it, and just like it is what it is, and you're trying to just over-criticize everything, you're not going to have fun.
What is the craziest haggle that you've seen in this game?
Do you have one in mind?
Yeah. I hinted at it earlier.
You go first, because I want to hear yours, but I've had plenty. I'm trying to think of some.
So me and a group of friends went to Gen Con the year that this came out, and we got into an event where it was a play to win. So if you won this game, if you won the game in the event, then you got to take the game home.
Ooh, high stakes.
High
stakes.
So we're playing, and we get to a point where I have basically all but convinced the sheriff to open his bag. In the way that we were kind of negotiating back and forth. And so the other guy says, I will pay you $5 not to open my bag. And he literally chucks a $5 bill across the table. And he said, okay. And then handed the bag back. And I was just like, there it is.
That is incredible. I've not had real money show up in any of my games. Again, there is some wild stuff. I mean, I feel like every game that I play, I'm fighting back with the sheriff, and you know, I'm like, please don't open my bag, please don't open my bag. And again, I may or may not be like actually pleading or not, but I'm playing back and forth. And then right as he's like about to hand it, he's about to give me my bag every time. This happens every game. He's literally. And again, the rules say, as soon as it touches the player and it goes back to the original hand, there's no taking back. And the same thing when the bag opens, when it literally has a click sound.
Yep. That snap is so loud.
The snap is everything. Once the snap happens, it's literally like, here, I'm gonna demonstrate for you. You might be able to hear this. Let's see. We're going to click. That's actually pretty
closing it.
That's closing.
That's it.
When that happens, the bag has been opened. But what happens in every game that I play, he is handing my bag before it touches my hand. Within my grasp. Somebody across the table says, hold on. Hold on. I will pay you.
Yep.
They throw the moon out there. They're like, I will give you $10.
$10 real dollars?
Not real dollars.
Okay.
Not real dollars. But 10 coins to open Ian's bag every time. It happens every game. And in that moment, every single time, all I have in there is contraband. Every one of the cards.
Now see, and here's my rebuttal to that every time. I ignore the schmuck off to the side, and I look the sheriff dead in the eye, and I say, listen, when it comes to your turn to come through my booth, you can have anything you want pass through. Literally anything.
Yep.
You're just hoping and praying.
Just hoping that he doesn't do it. Because here's the thing, is that if he opens your bag, he's making so much money because he's getting the $10 from him, and then he's getting all the money from you. So
if you can sneak six contraband through, it's so good. Like, it's
anytime you sneak more than three in,
you feel great. Yep.
You feel really good. It's like, man, I achieved something.
When you convince the sheriff so that like there's no rebuttal left. and then you just take it out of your pocket.
And you snap it.
And you stuff it all on top where the contraband goes, and you just have this stupid look on your face, and everyone at the table hates you.
So
it's glorious.
If you've not played this game, you have a board in front of you that has, it just has a character on it and a color. And so that those don't mean anything. It's just really the color bag.
You take that back. Brian and Bakery. Okay, he has a whole life.
I will say the Baker is my favorite character to play, even though you're not actually playing the Baker. But anyway, you have a board in front of you, and that's where you kind of slot your cards after you get through Nottingham with your goods. And so the legal goods get placed on the left and right sides of that board. But the contraband goes on the top, and it goes face down. All the cards go face down, but you place your contraband on the top half of that board that everybody notices. You can't not see it. When you snap the bag and you take your cards out and you place them on, it's almost like you're just slapping them across the face with your black pepper and your crossbow.
That's true.
That you just tuck it right in front, and it's a great feeling.
I will mention one more thing in the things that I like, and then we can move on. As far as a game mechanic goes, I love the way the tray of cards works.
Mm.
So you have basically three pockets for the cards, and you have the middle section is face down cards, which you can draw from to refill your hand.
Yeah.
Or you can pull from the face up pile, and everyone knows what you're drawing.
Yeah.
But are you using those cards?
Right.
Are you not using those cards? The way that you can add that to the tactics of negotiation really adds a layer to this activity game thing.
It does, especially when you pull special contraband cards. That an example is the golden apples. The golden apples count as two apples, I believe, or three apples at the end of the game towards your apple count, your total apple count. And so those cards end up being shown up on that face-up display. And so everybody knows when you pull that card, you're like, I know everybody's watching me do this, but I really want to sneak this in.
Instantly, you have a target on your back.
Automatically.
Yep.
They're like, he's sneaking it in every time. Don't trust him.
It's true. So the game from Arcane Wonders, the first edition, does have an expansion called Merry Men.
Mm-hmm.
It adds five different modules. We have not played
five?
Yeah, there's five little modules that come in this box. It really changes up the way that you kind of interact in the game. It seems to hold the base model, but adds other things that kind of add scoring methods and that sort of thing. So if that's something you're interested in, you can definitely look into that. Ian, what do you not like about this game activity thing?
So it's tricky because this game is, again, a very fun experience. The issue that I have is that it is only really 3 to 6 players. The base game's, 3 to 5? So the new version has 3 to 6, but the older version was 3 to 5.
And the reason for that is the expansion's built into the second edition, which allows for that 6 player.
Right. And so, I only have the base of the Arcane Wonders version. So 5, I want to play this game with more people because I feel like the more people at the table, that would be so... I feel like this game could be played with 10. I don't know. I'm curious.
That would get wacky.
It would get really wacky, but you could. I don't think it would change a whole lot. I think 6 to 8 would also work. But anyway, the issue that I have is at 5, I like it with the higher player counts. 3 is not, I've never really had a fun time with 3 because you're going around twice at that point to be the sheriff. And it's just tough when there's just two other people at the board. The more people at the table for this game, the better. The more fun of an experience we'll have because
completely
you just
agree.
Have more opinions
and
more
agree.
Voices and more conflict. And that's what this game entices.
It needs it
to have a good experience. And if you don't have that, then it's just not going to be as good of an experience that night. With that, again, group specific. So if you have people that just don't get into that persona of a game, it's going to be tough for them to have a whole lot of fun, especially if they don't like lying. Again, we said you don't have to lie to win this game.
Yeah.
But I think you do have to have some type of bluffing and bluffing and lying. I feel like to have fun in this game, at least to attempt to try and kind of confuse the sheriff, I think it would be more fun for yourself if you try and do that and kind of, at least if anything, use the bribing aspect. I think if you're not doing any of those and you're just putting cards in the bag and putting it to the sheriff and you're never lying and you never use your money to bribe anybody, I don't think you're going to have as much fun. You might have fun watching the other players, but
I think that's fair.
And the biggest thing for me is, again, it's a good experience, but it sometimes feels incomplete with the lack of like the next step in a game. What would be super interesting in a way, what I'm trying to say here is it's like, oh, well, what if I had to build up some resources and like farm some goods and then sneak them into Nottingham? And then beyond Nottingham, what do I do with it? Do I sell it to other people? It's like it feels sometimes, and again, not all the time, but sometimes it just feels like, where do we go from here now that we've snuck some goods past the sheriff? Of where do I go? Where's the depth in this game? It's not there. It's not, again, it wasn't designed to be. It's more of a light party game. But there's some of the things that I do wish there was another game out there that maybe kind of went through the whole process of building up resources and then sneaking it past the security at the border and then selling it to the people behind the gates. I don't know. That's my thing, is it's kind of sometimes being left wanting more from a game like this. Again, it's more of a party game, so it is what it is, but that's the way I think about it sometimes.
Coming summer 2024. Have you ever wanted to know what happens once you get beyond the gate? Sheriff of Nottingham Legacy Edition.
Oh, that would be incredible. I would pre-order right now. That would buy that probably immediately because that would be pretty cool.
I mean, it definitely would not fit in this game, but if you no. made a quirky Legacy Edition that did something like that, yeah. I think that'd be interesting. It would be a completely different game.
Like what you stole from game 1 to game 12 is like, yeah, you still had
that
it.
You have to make the goods work.
That would be awesome.
And one of the ways to win is like complete an actual revolution.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the overthrowing the government because they now have money.
Simon, come on.
Yeah.
Cool Mini or not.
That's
whatever
right.
You're calling yourself.
Sure.
I'm giving you gold right now.
Pick one.
Like, come on. I actually have a different thing that I wanted to nitpick about this game activity thing.
Okay.
If you're treating it more like a game, even with all the role play and the negotiation and everything else, and I don't know what to do with this because I think for this game, two rounds is a good spot for it. But I kind of wish it went three rounds, because if you are the first sheriff or if you have a really bad turn as a sheriff, it can really put you behind. And especially if you're that first sheriff and you have a bad first hand, then you never feel like you're in it. And I know that for a casual game, it's kind of whatever, but the game does take time because of all the negotiating.
Yeah.
And so sitting there for an hour or whatever, knowing that you're not winning, makes it an issue as a game.
Yes.
If we're just treating it as an activity, who cares?
Right.
But if you take it into more of a game aspect, that would be a critique that I have.
Correct.
There is a hard recovery for that first sheriff if they have a bad first turn.
Yeah, it does get tough.
You hate to see it.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know. I think it has enough variety in the deck. It is what it is, and it knows what it wants to be, and it does it well.
Yeah.
So I don't have a whole lot of critiques.
No.
I do agree with you, as high a player count as possible.
Yeah.
Without question. The more chaos, the better.
I just don't, if I have three people, I'm not playing. This is not a game I'm picking.
Personally. Oh, no. It's a party game, so it needs to have a higher player count.
I mean, honestly, three or four, I'm not picking this game to play. It's just not happening.
I think it's okay at four. I've done it at four.
Yeah.
It needs to be four or five, though.
Yeah. This is just me. Yeah, I'm not. It's five. It's
gotcha.
The max.
I understand.
Yeah. Unless it's like, again, this is not a game that I'm picking. If my group's like, hey, I want to play this game, I was like, sure. I mean, I've done it. I've done it. Yeah. No, I've done it. It's just not something that I am going to pick at a game night if I only have three or four. So
makes sense.
Yeah. But so the new edition has the expansions built in. The yes. older one is outside of that. And so that only, I think, adds an extra player. So you can play with six. Does the new edition add the other modules or?
Yeah, so the five modules are that expansion. So it's not like the modules are in addition to the expansion.
Right, I'm saying does the new CMON one have all those in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've not played with any of those, so I'm not sure. But an extra player is always cool. I do know that it adds a second sheriff, I believe.
They're called deputies. At that point. Okay. Yeah, it kind of changes the dynamic a little bit. I think it probably honestly helps the sheriff a little bit at that point.
Yeah.
Because at that point, there's two of you kind of talking through it instead of you being on an island trying to figure out if someone's lying or not.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, other than that, there's just some fun little things that it adds and different scoring bonuses.
It adds like the Merry Men into the deck. I think that's kind of funny. You can look through their abilities. Like Robin Hood basically just steals some money and then takes some for himself and then also hands out some money to the rest of the players, which I think is awesome.
Very on brand.
Yeah. So it, again, the theme here, I think it works great. I think it's a solid theme for what we're doing here, and it works well.
For sure. All right. We'll move into grading and final thoughts.
Sheriff of Nottingham for me is a very fun experience, a very fun game. And fun is a very just general term. It is a very just open experience that allows people to have fun and enjoy themselves and not feel stressed really about like focusing on a game. You can have a beer and just chill out at the table and welcome the experience in as it comes and just react to the overall experience. And so for a game that's set in more of this party style, it works really, really well. For my rating, I would say a 7.5. The only reason I give that is the experiences that it has given me. Overall, as a game, it's not like on my top of the list, but the experiences that it provides, it does bump it from like, more of like the middle numbering to a 7.5. It sits right where I want it to be. It's a very fun experience. It works well. It doesn't work well all the time, but it does great. It's a good time every time, at least with the groups that I've played. So, and it reminds me, I don't know what it reminds me. I'm going to leave it at that. I got nothing to compare it to. I really don't. I got a murder mystery dinner,
That's actually really good.
When you go to a murder mystery, you get in character. There's not really any depth there. The story's already there.
And you're not sure what everybody else is bringing to the table.
Yeah, you have no idea. You just hope that everybody plays their character well. You're definitely being lied to 100% of the time. And you're just there for a good time. If you win or you lose, whatever. You were there for the food and the environment and the experience. You paid for the experience.
It's all about the negotiations that we had along the way.
Exactly. And how much money was dished out under the table and over the table, under and over.
Yes, for sure. I am going to rate this game as a game, a 6.
Okay.
As an experience, when I have a good crew at the table, it's an 8.75.
Yeah.
I love the experience that I get with this game. The game by itself it's fine.
Yeah.
I think it knew what it wanted to be, like I said, and it did that. With the right group, it is a flipping good time.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy with that. Always happy to get it to the table if people want to learn it or if a group wants to kind of finish off with it at the end of the night or whatever.
Yes, it works well for that.
It really does.
I do think it, even the whole family group is also a good place for it. I've played it with my family. They love it because you already know each other. So it sits there. You're like, don't lie to me, son. How dare you lie to your father like that? And so, yeah, it's
great for holidays too. I'll take it to Christmas parties or Thanksgiving or whatever. Yeah. It really works well.
It does. It does. It is a very solid game. And it does well in a lot of different groups for well. I love starting with a game like this because it just gets everybody nice and relaxed.
Comfortable.
Like everybody, yeah, comfortable in their environment. Everybody can have a little fun before you get started and play something crazy. But yeah, just welcomes the conflict that you can drag on to the next game that you play because you were saying, no, bro, you lied to me in the last game. I'm not trusting you in this game. And that has also happened. I don't know if the grudges, I feel like the grudges kind of stay around in this one though sometimes.
As they should.
Yes.
What a great way to implement a game night. I yeah. love it. Well, as always, thanks for hanging out with us. We are so grateful to have you at our table. If you have feedback on the episode or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thegametablepodcast@gmail.com or reach out to us on social media. Our links are in the episode description. Additionally, we would absolutely appreciate it if you could take a moment to leave us a review wherever you get your podcast, and also help spread the word by sharing with your friends and that one individual at the table that you really just need to beat at your next game night. Both of these heroic actions are immensely helpful in growing this podcast, and we are so excited to see where this thing goes. Additionally, special thanks to Angie Santiago for our cover art, and to Anna Snyder who made the music. Until next time, when we take a look at Tenpenny Parks, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever. Well, tell us about this game.
Yes.
Oh, you want me to do it? I'll do it.
No, yeah.
No, I got it. It's fine.
You do it. I wasn't ready.